I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Mr. Lyons, do you consider yourself a religious man?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, how do you think Judgment Day will work for you with so much blood on your hands?
I'm not going to entertain that question.
Oh, okay, of course not. Do you think you're going to hell, Mr. Lyons?
I'm not going to entertain.
Of course not.
Gentlelady.
How many government...
The gentlelady will suspend.
Chairman?
No, gentlelady.
The gentlelady will suspend, as I said. The issues we're debating here are important to ones that members feel deeply about.
Thank you.
While vigorous disagreement is part of the legislative process, members are reminded that we must adhere to established standards of decorum and debate. The witnesses are here voluntarily, and I will continue to remind members that while oversight is important, aggressively attacking those witnesses personally is inappropriate and not in keeping with the traditions of our committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are always talking about religion here in the Bible. I mean, it's okay for me to ask a question, right? But let me continue on. I got your note.
All right. The gentlelady may resume.
Thank you so much. Let me get back to my question, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I appreciate you.
She lied. She lied. She was not just asking a question. She was making an accusation. That is a New York congresswoman that has her own issues to deal with, but we'll get to that in more detail. Congresswoman LaMonica McIver, in questioning in front of the House, raising questions as to, do you think you're a Christian? Do you think you'll go to hell for what you're doing? Look, you want to ask me those questions, and I've had to plead, I like to think I am. I pray I do. I count on my Savior. But she was using this as a political Bible stand, and I'll tell you where she stands in a moment. She was questioning our acting ICE Director Lyons, talking about, look at all these people you have rounded up and the people that have been killed by ICE. If you listen to this allegation, you would think we're slaughtering ICE detainees all across the nation. And, of course, many of them spread that word. They were picked up and they've disappeared as if they've been buried, as if they've been in the Maduro regime or in Iran or Russia or China. The gall of this woman, this New York Congresswoman, McIver, should I point this out? Should I point out the log in her eye as she goes after the deputy acting director of ICE? New York Congresswoman McIver is currently facing 17 years in prison over an illegally authorized congressional oversight visit. She's one of those who went to one of the detainee centers and demanded I be in. I'm a member of Congress, damn it. And she stands on the floor and questions our acting ICE director, Congressman LaMonica McIver from New Jersey. She has no shame. None. All right, we're not done with that part of the story. We'll come back to it. Thanks for joining us for hour number one on Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8. And as I often say, we're charging out of the gate like a bull, because we have a lot to cover and we're going to be going through things rapidly. And I remind you, and I promise you, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will know more by the time you finish listening each hour than you do right now. And let me also take a moment to remind you, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble right now. We're there. Larry Connors USA Rumble. And if you happen to miss either at this point, they later appear as a podcast on Newstalk STL and LarryConnorsUSA.com and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And let me remind you again, this is critical. I've been talking to some friends at a Super Bowl party this last weekend. Man, I love your station, but sometimes the signal's not strong. I said, well, we're limited by the FCC, what we can do. And all radio signals are subject to interference, atmospheric or whatever. Sometimes another station is over-broadcasting its power intentionally to blow us out. Here's how you get around that. Use your cell phone. Get our free app, free, Newstalk STL. Download it on your phone. You're carrying us with you wherever you are. And when you're in the car, do like I do. Simply open it up, play it through your Bluetooth speaker. Comes right through your car speakers. You don't need any headset, anything else. It'll be like listening to us as you are on the radio via your phone. Let me give you an idea of what's coming up in our next hour. And there's a lot of it. There's some stuff here I've got. This kind of thing coming up right here is, once again, Governor Newsom is going to show what an idiot he is. I know that's not news. No, maybe it is this time. Because this guy has tied himself to the rails of that high-speed train he wants to build. Now, would he stay there when the train actually comes? I think he's got decades, if ever, before that train arrives. That'll be coming up in our next hour, and a great question about sanctuary cities. Later in this hour, a scare today out of El Paso. And I admit when I first heard it, that's frightening. The FAA shut down all air traffic in or out of the San Francisco? I meant El Paso Airport. That is near a U.S. military base. My first thought and fear was they have located a threat that someone has a shoulder-fired missile and they're looking to bring down a plane. And being in El Paso, well, possibly tied to the narco terrorist. Things have changed then. The warning and the 10-day shutdown, it was going to be a 10-day shutdown, has changed. We're going to get into that in more detail in our next segment. And then the story behind the story. The new feature we have only on Newstalk STL, Larry Connors USA. The story behind the story today of a jetliner shot down carrying a U.S. congressman and other Americans. I know you'll remember it, but we'll have details of it for you coming later in the story behind the story. Let's go back to our acting ICE director, Lyons, appearing in front of a congressional committee.
We are facing the deadliest operating environment in our agency's history. In fiscal year 2025, death threats against ICE personnel increased more than 8,000%. Assaults on officers have skyrocketed over 1,400%. One officer in Minnesota had his finger bitten off by a protester, egged on by elected officials characterizing our officers as the Gestapo of secret police. The families of personnel, ICE personnel, have been made to feel unsafe in their homes. I know this firsthand because my own family was targeted. But let me send a message to anyone who thinks they can intimidate us. You will fail.
Yeah.
Despite these perils, our officers continue to execute their mission with unwavering resolve. And we are only getting started. ICE remains committed to the fundamental principles that those who illegally enter our country must be held accountable. Since the beginning of the second Trump administration, we have achieved historic results. From January 20th, 2025 through January 20th, 2026, ICE has conducted nearly 379,000 arrests. Among those arrests were more than 7,000 suspected gang members and over 1,400 known as suspected terrorists.
Now, within that context of what he said and how many have been arrested, there's a leftist group now pointing out that, you know, a lot of these folks that have been arrested, only 11 to 12% are actually illegal in the sense of creating crime in our country. They're illegal if they came into the country illegally. I want to remind you that over and over again. But they want to tell you, well, they're not really illegal. Yes, they are. Have they committed additional crimes? Very likely. And I will not accept only 12% of them are responsible for the rash of crimes against the Americans across our nation. You want to buy that figure? Go ahead. I say, I don't believe it. And Elon Musk says, all they're trying to do is turn you against us doing our job.
I think they're getting desperate because, I mean, the reason we're seeing this extreme amount of hatred and violence is because we're actually succeeding in getting rid of corruption and waste. If we weren't succeeding in getting rid of corruption and waste, they wouldn't care. Thanks. Without President Trump, this would be impossible. So I'd just like to say, you know, it's only possible with this president.
Yeah, I agree. But the Democrats continue to push and say, these are good people. They should all be able to stay. I remind you again, I repeat, I insist, if you really believe that, you go to ICE or a federal agency or to members of Congress and say, let's make out a list of Americans, Democrats and leftists, who are willing to allow illegals to live in their home so they're not on the street, quote, homeless, or going into areas and taking them over. Allow them to live in your home. Sleep in the same bed with your children. There are even leftists out there that would probably agree to that, endangering their own family. All right, we have talks, but no firm solution to bringing peace to the Middle East. No surprise there. Former UN ambassador for the U.S. saying we might never get closer than we are right now. Nikki Haley.
This is a legacy-defining moment for President Trump. Iran has never been weaker than they are right now. The key at the end of the day is no nuclear enrichment, no more ballistic missile or drone activity, making sure the Iranian people finally have the freedom that they deserve, and no more money going to their proxies.
A few weeks ago, President Trump now telling Axios he may send a second aircraft carrier strike group to the Middle East if talks with Iran fail, and we all know they are going to. The director of the Center for National Security at the Heritage Foundation and architect of the Abraham Accords, Robert Greenray, joins us now. Robert, what do you think Netanyahu tells the president? They got a great relationship, but they have a very direct relationship. A few weeks ago, he said, Mr. President, please wait. What do you think he's saying now?
I think he's communicating to the president that Iran is unlikely to get to a negotiated settlement, as you rightly indicate. They seem to think that they're negotiating with the appeasers in the Biden administration and haven't adjusted. And they've done the heavy lifting already, disarming Iran. They're broken, wildly unpopular, not a very good negotiating position. And I think Prime Minister Netanyahu is communicating that. And I think there's broad agreement on the opportunity that presents itself. And certainly Iran does not have the capacity to adequately threaten the United States, but it's not completely defenseless. And I think that's why additional assets may be required and may be on their way into the theater.
And, of course, they have their proxies spread all around. Sometimes hard to locate because they're hiding in the midst of civilians. Mike Huckabee, our U.S. ambassador to the U.N.,
Americans need to understand Iran's threat is not about Israel. It's about America. They've been saying death to America for 47 years. President Trump is just that. He's President Trump. He is not President Chump. He's not going to allow the Ayatollah to continue to play this along and somehow act like that he will never take action. He's already proven he will take action when he needs to, and when he does, it will not be mild.
Their economy is in the tank. With this, no hope of recovery. And that is why the people are in the streets and really want a new regime, because they know this regime is not capable of changing the quality of their life experience. So that's where we are. I actually, even if we got a deal that's favorable to us, Dana and Bill, I think the preferred option is a military one, because if we get a deal with the Iranians, we know a couple of things.
Yeah.
One, they're going to cheat.
Yeah.
Two, they're not going to stop destabilizing the Middle East. They will continue to support their proxies, and they will continue to be aggressive against Israel, which may warrant even more military conflict, you know, as a result of that. That's who the Iranians are. They'll continue to export terrorism itself, and they will cheat.
They will cheat.
We know they will cheat.
They will cheat. We know they will cheat. They will lie. They will cheat. They will murder. They'll do everything they can to destroy Israel and then the great Satan, this country. In the meantime, the Winter Olympics continue. And another member of the Olympic team, 54-year-old member of the curling team. It's an interesting sport, but come on. Come on. It's shuffleboard on ice. Whatever, that's fine. This is a native of Minnesota, and he couldn't wait to speak to reporters against the efforts of ICE in his home state to get illegals rounded up. "I'd like to say I'm proud to be here to represent the USA," he said. He said, "but I would be remiss if I didn't mention what's going on in Minnesota. How about the fraud and the theft from your citizens in Minnesota? How about that? You want to blame that on Trump? You can't. So let's don't discuss that. Let's just say what we're having now is a tough time for everybody." Again, I report and repeat what I said in a commentary throughout today about the snowboarder the other day. He said, "I'm kind of uncomfortable wearing Team USA gear." Then turned around and said, "Oh, I'm all about it. I can't wait to compete." If you have any doubt about representing our country, you should not be inside Team USA representing our nation. Period. All right, coming up, the scare out of El Paso. It's over, but could there be another one? And the story behind the story, the downing of a U.S. commercial jetliner, killing a U.S. congressman and other Americans.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
There's 1,000 miles in 18 hours. I got a double drive down southbound 35. I got the hammer down, Detroit made, 525 pushing my ass right down that line. And that smell of burning diesel fuel just tells me that I'm back out on.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
South 49, left at the end of the taxi to park.
Left at the end of the park, South 49, good night.
South 49, are you guys supposed to fly out?
I'm sorry, what was that?
South 49, are you guys departing again tonight, or is this final flight in?
Nah, we're going to the hotel.
Roger. Just be advised, I guess there's a TFR going into effect. Just pass it on to the Southwest and everybody else. At 0630 for the next 10 days, we're stopped, all ground stops.
Okay, ground stops at 0630 for how long?
10 days.
So the airport's totally closed?
Apparently, we just got informed about 30 minutes to an hour ago.
So for 10 days, you guys are not open?
Well, I mean, we'll be here, but no air traffic.
Okay. Thanks for that heads up.
It just says a security alert. TFR is going into effect at 0630 is all we're aware of.
That is...
It just goes into effect at 0630 till the 21st at 0630.
That is a report of an air traffic controller talking to Southwest Airlines flight leaving El Paso. Do you plan on coming back tonight? You're not going to be allowed to get in. Because we're told to shut down the airport. And he said, for what? For how long? She said, 10 days. 10 days? Yes. Now, when this story first broke today, I'll give you my first fear. My first fear. But before that, I have to address another fear. Correction. I hate making corrections because it means I made a mistake. But if I make a mistake, I need to correct it. And the difference between listening to a mistake on a broadcast source, if it's being presented to you properly, I can't bury it way down in the bottom of the next section and maybe you just forgot about it. I made a mention as we were going to the break then about the downing of a jetliner that included the death of a U.S. congressman. And I think I made a phrase, a downing of a U.S. jetliner. That is wrong. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. It was not a U.S. airliner. It was a Korean airliner. But it did have a U.S. congressman and other Americans on board. I'll get into more details on that when we come up on our story behind the story in the next segment. But you deserve corrections, and I deserve to be slapped around for misstatement. Take my whooping and make it clear. All right, back to the issue. When the word surfaced today that the FAA was locking down El Paso Airport, my first thought, the very first thought, they have evidence or fear that a member of the cartel drug operating around El Paso, maybe on the Mexico side, maybe on the U.S. side, has acquired an armed, ready, shoulder rocket where they can track the plane and shoot it out of the sky as it's either taking off or landing when it gets within region. That's a legitimate fear. Now, it turned out that it was not quite to that level. But before we break down what they say they did find, understand how this does affect everything. Obviously, you shut down a major airport, that's a ripple effect. And we see that all the time, reference weather, correct? And we have seen it in cases where there's been a major crash at a major airport. Even if they have additional runways available, they put a stop on flights coming or leaving because they're working an emergency. But in this case, I want you to hear the response as he's being told about it as to why they might have come up with this. And this would be an FAA expert.
There has to be good reason. There, just in a very broad sense, there are 9 FAA regions across the United States. And the one that's affected here is in Southwest Texas, obviously in the El Paso area. For what reason? We don't know what that reason is, but it's for special security reasons, as you mentioned. And that's actually specifically underscored in what is a commonly issued, in this case, this is very unique issuance of a FAA notice to airmen. And it's for all commercial cargo and general aviation aircraft in that region. The other aspect of this, in El Paso, Texas, right adjacent to that is Fort Bliss. It's a sprawling U.S. Army installation. About 35,000 active duty troops are assigned there. There's also Army airfield. I've flown into this airfield a number of times, and I've flown into El Paso on my own jet. And it's quite a very unique, but a sprawling, not only on the ground in terms of a U.S. Army installation, but an airspace over.
I can tell you, as a pilot, you always have to check an airport you're going to for any NOTAMs, notice to airmen. Runway 5 will be closed for repairs. It will not be available. Or be aware of workers that might be on this situation or whatever it might be. You always want to know those NOTAMs. So this NOTAM got posted immediately, actually last night. Flights are canceled for the next 10 days into this airport. There was no accident. There was nothing that we knew had happened. And that's where the speculation begins to ramp up. Now, was I close on saying my fear would be cartel involvement and a shoulder-fired rocket or missile? Well, as they dug into it in more detail, they found out what they had was a drone that had ventured into the space. They're also indicating by some of the early reports that this was a Mexican cartel drone. Now, what was the purpose? Just to survey the area? To get in the way of a jetliner causing a crash? Was it armed in any way? That we have not been told. But it obviously raises a lot of questions about cross-border threats, and especially in the area like El Paso. Later, Transportation Secretary Duffy said the FAA acted swiftly to address the cartel drone incursion. It's been neutralized. I don't know if that means they shot it down. And there is no danger to commercial traffic in the region. So they open it up again. But get this. The mayor of El Paso is pissed because he wasn't part of the decision-making process.
The FAA's decision to place a temporary flight restriction and then their decision to lift the temporary flight restriction over our city. This unnecessary decision
has
caused chaos and confusion in the El Paso community. I want to be very, very clear that this should have never happened.
Right.
You cannot restrict airspace over a major city without coordinating with the city.
Yeah, you can.
The airport, the hospitals, the community leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That failure to communicate is unacceptable. These types of decisions have consequences. Medical evacuation flights were forced to divert to Las Cruces. All aviation operations were grounded, including emergency flights. This was a major and unnecessary disruption, one that has not occurred since 9/11.
Yeah, and remember 9/11, all flights were shut down, even if they were emergency medical flights. I regret any of those that might have happened in this case, but the mayor is of the opinion, I should have been told. Now, I'm going to agree that you got to get word down the chain and let them know what's happening. I'm going to accept that. But he says, this is wrong to shut it down for this reason. Really? Do you want one of your loved ones in a plane that is suddenly shot down by a shoulder-fired missile from the narco-terrorist? And then you're told, we're going to shut the airport because an airplane got blown out of the sky. And the mayor saying this was unnecessary. Do you think if he had been on a plane and he'd been told that just as they're getting ready to take off, did he say, whoa, I want out. I want out now. This is, again, the damn hypocrisy of the left playing. We know better. And we make decisions, not you. That's exactly why you're not in power to make those kinds of decisions anymore. Your previous aviation director allowed a balloon to flight all the way across our continent, not knowing what it was doing, taking pictures, dropping poisonous gas. You did not need to be told until the proper time, and you were told in the proper time. But he wants to act like, well, I should have been informed. I'm the mayor of El Paso. Well, go find a Taco Bell and cool out. Coming up, the story of a jetliner shut down, killing Americans. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
35,000 feet above the Sea of Japan.
Korean Air 007, unreadable, unreadable.
The pilots have lost control of their plane.
Speed brake is coming out.
A 747 with 269 people on board plunges towards the sea.
Within hours, the story began circulating in Washington that the Soviets have been involved.
This shocking incident escalates tension between two bitter rivals. The investigation is mired in secrecy and deception. It's up to investigators to find the answer before the crash of a passenger jet leads to an all-out war.
That was a frightening time, if you recall it. I was working for a TV station in town at the time. September 1, 1983. Korean Airlines flight from New York City to Seoul via Anchorage, Alaska, shot down. Americans on board, including a Georgia Congress member, is listed as the worst Korean Air disaster to date. The Soviet Union initially denied any knowledge. Don't know nothing. Don't know nothing. But things began to change as the story went forward. I want you to stop and think about this for a moment. Many of you have probably flown on flights that took you from the continental states, maybe Alaska, to somewhere near Russia, if not over Russia, or inside international waters near there. That was this plan was supposed to be. When this jetliner took off, the plan was to go to Seoul, South Korea. Seoul, South Korea. But it never made it because Soviet interceptors shot it down near Sakhalin Island. What happened? That was the big question. The 230B airliner was to go directly from Anchorage to Seoul, but they had a navigational plot they're supposed to follow. If you're not a pilot, you don't understand, but there are literally highways in the sky given by different designations. You fly this route to this location. There may be some deviations depending on what happens, but that's what you're supposed to fly. And if you deviate from that, you're outside the parameters. I know this first class going flying one time into the airport at Williamsburg, Virginia. Had never flown in there before. I'm flying a twin-engine plane. Ahead of me are about at least four, maybe five different airports I can see from my altitude at that time of maybe 8 to 10,000 feet. And I think I'm locked in on the correct airport, but I mean, at that distance, I could be off an airport. But if I were off, I'm then into a military zone. And I would have escort fighters on my tail immediately. Because you're not supposed to go inside those zones. They're wide enough. It's not like a little four narrow highway or even an interstate. I mean, they're not that narrow, but they're still narrow. And yet you've got plenty of room for slight deviation. A wind blow you off a little bit. And they're going to be watching for that as well. But if you cross into an area marked as restricted, they're going to immediately be on the horn to you asking, what are your intentions? And the reason that particular flight stands out so much in my mind, it was my wife's, our 25th anniversary. She'd always wanted to go to Williamsburg. So that'd be perfect. I'll fly us from St. Louis right into Williamsburg. Beautiful flight going into Williamsburg and over the and part of the Atlantic off the edge. We're passing over the naval air bases, all the ships docked at Norfolk, Virginia. Beautiful. Landed and went to our resort area. And while we're at the resort area that weekend, that very next day, the bombing of the USS Cole took place. When a suicide bomber crashed into the Cole in the Middle East. So come Monday when we go to fly out, the instructions are very, very clear. You follow your designated route. You do not deviate. And we want you to go another 8+ miles out over the ocean before you turn back. Now, as a pilot in command, you have the authority to refuse such orders, especially if you can validate why. And in this case, I said, I will not accept that direction. Oh, I could tell the air traffic controller getting PO'd at the other end. Why not? Well, because I don't have any life support gear on the plane. Never planned to fly out over the ocean that far. I'll go a maximum 3 miles out that will give me enough, hopefully enough glide space to make it back to the land if something goes wrong. So they allowed me to do that, but they said they were summoning a couple of fighter jets to escort me and watch me. I don't really recall seeing them. I thought I saw one, a glint in the sky, but I wasn't sure. But back to the 747 flying as Korean Airlines flight 007. Departed gate 15 at JFK in New York, August 31, 1983. Bound for Seoul, Korea. It departed 35 minutes late. 246 passengers, 23 crew members. They stopped to refuel at Anchorage International Airport and departed again for Seoul. Now, this leg of the journey was piloted by a 45-year-old captain, a 47-year-old first officer. The captain himself had more than 10,000 flight hours. The other one had close to it, so they're experienced pilots. But from the time they left Anchorage, they began to drift off their route by something like 500 miles at one point. That's a wide variation. And on board U.S. Congressman Larry McDonald from Georgia, at the time the second president of the conservative John Birch Society. So the Soviets contended that former President Nixon was to have been seated next to Larry McDonald on that, but the CIA warned him, do not go. That was reported by the New York Post and the Soviet Union agency, TASS. Nixon had received the offer, but he decided against it himself. Less than a half a minute after taking off from Anchorage, they were directed by air traffic control to a magnetic heading of 220. That's a sharp turn 100 degrees to the left. But that was to transition the plane, to bring it closer to a route known as J501, which it was to take all the way in. Another flight was behind it. But the winds were picking up. The pilots of the KAL jetliner said, "We're encountering some winds here that are fighting us, pushing us around." The pilot behind them was asking, "Why? What exactly?" But then they reached a point where this next event happened.
A Soviet fighter jet did, in fact, shoot the plane down. But they insist the attack was justified.
The Soviet view was that it was on a spy mission, perhaps carrying instruments, cameras, recorders, and so forth.
The Soviet Union claims Flight 007 entered highly restricted airspace under orders from the U.S. government. But the U.S. insists KAL 007 was a routine passenger flight. The dispute only heightens political tension.
In terms of an actual shooting war, the closest points that we may have come were in that year, both before and after, when both sides, particularly the Soviet side, though, was expecting an attack.
The KAL disaster would put NATO nuclear disarmament talks in jeopardy. The Soviets would ultimately walk away. The nuclear threat is growing.
And it was growing. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
KAL 007's flight plan should have kept it well away from Soviet airspace. Either it was shot down over international waters, or the flight had strayed off course. Figuring out which is the first priority for investigators. But they face a huge obstacle. The plane's black boxes are still missing.
The lack of flight recorders, data recorder, cockpit voice recorder, that's significant in an investigation.
The Americans joined forces with South Korea and Japan in the search for the crucial devices. But the three allied nations are not the only ones searching.
On September 1st, we got an order to go to the place where the Boeing fell and take part in the search for the Boeing 747.
It's a race to find the black boxes. The Americans know they may never get the truth if the Soviets find the boxes first. Each side accuses the other of dirty tricks.
The U.S. did formally complain that the Soviets would either sail across U.S. ships, that they would drop false pingers to deflect listening devices away from the true pinger.
The Soviets claim Flight 007 was flying in Soviet airspace over Sakhalin Island when they shot it down. If that's true, the aircraft was well outside its designated aerial corridor.
And the problem that was going on, there was not direct communication. Civil air traffic controllers, military personnel were aware of the deviation. They were in a position to warn the aircraft, but the aircraft was under various control, and such a mistake would have been even greater than wherever they were at that point. Therefore, KAL 007 could not relay full reports to air traffic control. They were asked repeatedly, what is your position? And repeatedly, they could not get the response. So the Soviets were not sure. This appears to be a passenger jet. But at that time with the Cold War, they didn't want to take that chance. I think about the pilot, the Soviet pilot that was given the instruction, take it down, which he did. And then in review of what they had later as they began to try to pull together more information, it all came down to the pilot mistakes of the jetliner.
Investigators get their first hint that if the crew was flying in restricted airspace, they didn't know it.
The corners they were reporting, it put them on course.
The Tokyo air traffic controller who last communicated with Flight 007 tells investigators that all seemed normal.
Green Air 007, positioned over Nippy, estimating NOCA 182.6132.0.
The crew reported they were flying the R-20 route. But as with every other flight over the Pacific, 007 was beyond Tokyo's radar range. The controller could only rely on the pilots to verify their position. Perhaps they were mistaken about where they were. That possibility becomes more likely when investigators talk to the crew of the Korean Airlines flight that was just minutes behind Flight 007.
Tell me about the exchange with Flight 007.
The captain of the second flight recounts an odd conversation with the 007 crew.
We're experiencing an unexpectedly strong tailwind.
How much of a tailwind?
35 knots, 040.
That was a tailwind for them, but a crosswind for the craft ahead of them. So it was 60 plus miles off course and inside Russian waters. Russia took the action it thought it should needed to at that point. It's a disaster, a misunderstanding all the way around. Can't be pulled back. Tomorrow, the story behind the story, all the focus right now on the missing Nancy Guthrie, Savannah Guthrie's mother, brings to mind another massive FBI search for a missing baby, the Lindbergh kidnapping of 1932. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Bend, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.